Biden traveled to Leisure World, a retirement community just outside Washington, D.C., and immediately charmed the audience of about 150 seniors. First, he offered to find an errant cell phone ringing at the bottom of someone's purse.
And I'll answer your phone. I can't find mine either. I don't know where the hell mine is.
Then, while Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius addressed the audience, Biden simply plunked himself down in the mostly female crowd, prompting this from the HHS secretary.
Mr. Vice President, you look right at home. Surrounded by beautiful women.
Of course, Biden's used to fielding questions from the senior crowd, including his 92-year-old mother. In fact, he said the last time he was home in Delaware,
I walk in, give her a kiss. She said, Joey, what about these death panels? And I said, Mom, I'm trying to kill you. She said, I'm serious, Joey. What about these death panels? I said, Mom, it's hokum. It's a bunch of malarkey. And then I explained it to her.
But joking aside, Biden was clearly there to speak to a much larger audience and to deliver a larger message. First, that Democrats, rather than Republicans, can be trusted to protect Medicare.
Just step back and ask yourself, what do you think? You know nothing else about the subject. You just know the guys who were against it the last 20 years are now telling you the guys who were fighting for it for the last 30 years are trying to get rid of it. Come on, man. Come on.
Biden also reminded seniors that they have a lot to gain from the bills now moving through Congress. More coverage of preventive care, lower payments for drugs, not to mention a shoring up of Medicare's finances. Back on Capitol Hill, however, Republicans like John Kyle of Arizona painted a whole different picture of what the bill now before the Senate Finance Committee would do to Medicare.
What senior wouldn't be concerned that cutting over $210 billion by cutting payments to hospitals and nursing homes and home health and hospice might not adversely affect their care?
And so the battle lines are drawn for the hearts and minds of America's seniors. And whoever wins this battle is likely to win the health care war. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.